Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. President-elect Joe Biden is warning of dire consequences if his transition team is not able to coordinate a pandemic response with the outgoing Trump administration. Speaking in Wilmington, Delaware, Biden also said Congress needs to come up with a new coronavirus relief package.
We all agreed that we want to get the economy back on track. We need our workers to be back on the job by getting the virus under control. We're going in a very dark winter. Things are going to get much tougher before they get easier. And that requires sparing no effort to fight COVID.
More states are tightening restrictions as coronavirus infections surge. California is resuming lockdowns in 41 of the state's 58 counties beginning Tuesday, as KQED's Katie Orr reports.
The move comes after California saw daily case counts double in the past 2 weeks. 94% of the population will be living under restrictions which severely limit non-essential indoor activities. Masks will also be mandated whenever someone leaves their home. And Governor Gavin Newsom says he's assessing another measure as well.
We also are considering full disclosure, a little bit of a preview, the notion of a curfew.
Newsom stresses curfews are still being evaluated. California officials are urging residents not to leave the state or host out-of-state guests. If they do, it's recommended they quarantine for 14 days after the visit. For NPR News, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.
Hurricane Iota, now a powerful Category 5 storm, has made landfall along Nicaragua's Caribbean coast. As NPR's Kerry Kahn reports, forecasters say Iota is the strongest storm of this record-breaking season and is expected to cause catastrophic damage.
Iota's winds top 160 miles per hour, and the hurricane is expected to dump as much as 30 inches of rain as it moves across Nicaragua, Honduras, and into Guatemala. This is the exact same path that Hurricane Eta traveled less than 2 weeks ago. Tens of thousands of Central Americans remain homeless. Emergency aid workers have just barely been able to reach some regions isolated for more than a week, with bridges and roads destroyed or still underwater. Shelters are full. The presidents of both Guatemala and Honduras are blaming climate change for this year's intense hurricane season. There have been 30 named storms so far, with 13 of them developing into hurricanes. Six this year have been considered major, Category 3 or higher. Karen Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.
U.S. stocks soared Monday, with the Dow Jones Industrials gaining 470 points to reach a new record high. The Nasdaq Composite Index jumped to 94 points, and the S&P 500 added 41. In after-hours trading, U.S. futures are nearly flat. This is NPR News. Officials in Oregon say September's wildfires were the largest and costliest in state history. As Brian Bull of member station KLCC in Eugene reports, a large-scale effort is now underway to clean up destroyed homes and businesses.
Altogether, the wildfires destroyed 1.2 million acres and more than 5,000 homes and businesses. The effort to remove ash and debris from these sites will take 6 to 18 months, and the initial cleanup costs will be around $620 million. Angela Beer Seidel is with the Oregon Debris Management Task Force. She says the service is mostly free to affected property owners in eight counties.
Cleaning up on your own can cost up to $75,000. That's money that you don't have to rebuild later.
Government agencies will only seek payments from those insured for debris removal. Despite the destruction, only nine people died in the fires. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Eugene.
Virtually all U.S. casinos are still operating under some restrictions amid the coronavirus pandemic, but the Trade Association for the U.S. Gambling Industry says America's casinos are recovering from months of closures, but the gains are slow in areas where the coronavirus is still surging. The American Gaming Association says the industry reported over $9 billion in revenues in the third quarter, or roughly 81% of the revenue earned over the same period last year. The association says the recovery is most threatened in areas where coronavirus cases are still rising. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR.